Blog Talk Radio.
My God, from on high. faith that can do anything, move any mountain in your life. Faith that can conquer everything, that conquers all. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Trippett. I'm joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Faith that can move mountains and faith that can conquer anything. That's what we're talking about today, faith. Faith that sees the invisible. Faith that expects the inconceivable. Faith that receives the impossible. Faith, yeah, that conquers anything. Amen. Amen. Faith. You know, the Bible says, Jesus tells us in his word that faith, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So it is imperative that we must first have faith, because faith is what Hebrews 11 and 1 tells us. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for faith. We thank you for, Father God, that if we just have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can move mountains. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us that word, that scripture on today, letting us know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Father God, we may not can see it, but you said, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Father, for increasing our faith, for helping us to believe, Father, when we can't even see it, that it's in, even though the impossible, it is made possible through faith. Hallelujah. That conquers anything, because we have faith in you and Jesus Christ, knowing, Father, whence cometh our help, and our help cometh from you, the Father of light. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for instilling in us faith today, that we can build ourselves up on our most holy faith, knowing and believing that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. Amen. Amen. And we say thank you, Father. We ask that you will look upon us today. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us of our sins. And give us, Father, an extra double portion of faith, dear Father, that can conquer anything. Help us increase our faith. And help us, Father, and those that may be lacking faith. Give them more faith, Father God, a greater faith, Father, to believe you, to know that you are God and besides you there is none other, that we can see the, and we can believe and expect the impossible and even what we can't even see. In the name of Jesus, cover us with the blood of Jesus and protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Place a hedge of protection around us and keep us in your care. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Lord. Faith, faith that can move mountains. You know, we said that Jesus, earlier, that Jesus tells us in his word, without faith, it's impossible to please him. And so this is one of the prerequisites that Jesus requires of us, is to have faith. Faith that can move mountains. Faith that can do, that conquers anything. And he wants us to believe first on him, right? Amen? That he is God, and beside him there is none other. So we must believe and we must have faith in God. Amen? Faith in him, knowing that he is a great physician. Amen? We know that he is Dr. Jesus, and he is a healer. Amen? And we believe by faith. When someone is sick, we can believe by faith and have faith, knowing that there's hope for tomorrow, that although we can't see it, we're expecting it. And it's the evidence of not what's not seen. We know, we just standing on the word of God. Amen. Faith, standing on his word, his promises. And in his promises are yea and amen. I told a testimony thanking God this morning how the Lord had healed my mother. Amen. Hallelujah. By faith. Amen. By faith. And, you know, I just thank God for him healing my mother and bringing her back, Father, to her natural state, very sick. But it was by faith and through prayers, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. But we believe by faith that God was going to bring her through and bring her out. And to God be the glory. She's doing great and wonderful today, and I spoke with her, and she'll be going home on Tuesday. So to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And what a mighty God we serve. Because I tell you, it was by faith, Father, that I believed that she was going to be all right. Amen. I believe by faith. Even though sometimes it didn't look good, and it didn't even sound good, it was by faith that I knew that God would bring her out. Hallelujah. See, and when we cry out to the Lord, and if we are sincere, he hears our prayers. Amen. And if we just believe him, who he said he is. See, because if he says if his word, if we abide in him and his word abide in us, then, hey, we can ask whatsoever, and it shall be given unto us. So I thank and praise God for bringing my mother out and allowing me to stand on God's promises, to stand on his word, to know that he is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ is faithful. Yes, he is. And that's the prefix of faithful is faith. You must have faith. You must believe and have that blessed hope and that blessed assurance and knowing that Jesus is mine. Amen. And I can go to him, the rock, a place that's higher than I. And I can know that beyond a doubt that he will bring me out and bring others out in the name of Jesus. Amen. So it's by faith, that we are saved. It's not of ourselves. It's by grace. That we are saved, not of ourselves that we should boast, but it is the mercy of God who brought us out of darkness into this marvelous light. Because Jesus Christ, he had a calling on our lives, and he foreknew us, and who he said he foreknew, he predestined. And who he predestined, he called, and who he called, he justified, and who he justified, he glorified. So Jesus Christ, he foreknew us. He knew us before we were even predestined. And so we have to believe on him that already who said who was and who is to come. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God is, he's just God by himself. He's a miracle working God. He's an awesome God. His wonders to perform. There's nothing too hard for God. And there's no secret of what God can do because what we know what he's doing for us, he will do it for you. And we must have faith in God and put our trust in him and to lean not onto our own understanding, but always acknowledge him. And he will direct our path. Amen. Amen. Grace. You know, grace is grace is favor, having that grace on our life. And grace has saved us. And so we didn't save ourselves. It was by grace that we are saved. Amen. So faith, to believe God, that he is God and beside him, there is none other. You know, in the beginning, the word was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. And the word became flesh, amen? And Jesus manifested himself in the flesh for us, and he died for us. The word became flesh. That's the good thing about this word. The word is God. He says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, but the word also became flesh, manifestation. Jesus manifested, the word manifesting in the form of Jesus on earth and coming to this earth in the form of a flesh to die for you and for I, and to save us from our sins that we might have eternal life and everlasting life with him in Jesus Christ. Amen. Faith. It's important to have faith as a believer, as a child of God. We must accept the fact that God, what God allows, we talked about that last Saturday, accept what God allows. A lot of times we don't like the things that we have to go through or endure, but we still must have faith in knowing that God has a perfect timing and a position for us and a purpose for everything under the sun. And so we must be still and know that he is God and still have faith, even in our trials, even in our tribulations, even when we can't understand it, we don't want to go through it. We still must have faith and believe God, even in our sorrows, even in our struggles, and even when we just feel downtrodden. We need to still have faith and ask God, Lord, increase my faith. Help me to believe. Help thou my unbelief. Even when you may feel down and you feel like all hope is gone, ask him, the Lord, as the Savior, to help you, to strengthen and comfort you, and he will keep you in perfect peace. We have to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. So there's so many scriptures on faith, and we can look in the Bible and read on faith all the good things that happened just because there was faith. Amen. You know, in 2 Corinthians 5:7, it tells us, for we walk by faith, not by sight, as children of God. Because if we walk by sight today, we will faint. Because he says, you know, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. But see, you can't watch what you see so much on the news, because if you do right now, you probably will faint, because there's so much negativity, so much death, so much sin, and so much sickness, and so much disease going on. But guess what? Our God is a keeper. And see, God says, you know, he would that we would all prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. So as long as you prospering in Christ Jesus, meaning your soul is prospering, your will, your mind, and your emotions, and you are just, all you living for Jesus, nothing's going to harm, that's going to hurt you, that's going to come nigh your dwelling, because we are children of the Most High God. And the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. See, the earth is the Lord's, and we, us, that dwell here. He's not going to allow his children to be destroyed. Jesus said he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. He didn't come to kill and steal and destroy. That's what Satan came to do. Jesus came that he says, I'll give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'll give you peace that passes all understanding. He says also he would just be a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. And so he says in Mark 11 in the 24th verse, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. That's Mark 11 and 24. Sometimes we can grow, we can worry because worry, we are overly concerned about someone or a situation, but we have to ask God to help our unbelief, and so we can have faith in him, knowing that Jesus will work it out. Amen. He'll fix it, he'll work it out, and he'll turn it around. And In James, the first chapter, in the sixth verse, he tells us here, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So we must stand on the word. I remember when I first had moved to Mississippi and had visited Calvary Apostolic Church in Louisville, Mississippi. There was a young lady, a lady that told me, she says, honey, when you go to the altar, lay it at his feet. Lay it there and leave it, your burdens, at the altar. You know, you take it to the Lord and you let it go. Because if you keep taking it back, you're not allowing God to work. You're not letting faith have her perfect work. Amen. We must let faith have her perfect work in us. Okay? And so we must allow God to be God. And we don't need to keep taking it up by saying, okay, I'm going to do this. Although I've given it to God, it don't seem like it's happening. It's not coming fast enough. So I'm going to see what I need to do. And then, no. Jesus, he tells us first, you know, faith without works is dead. And so we must put some works with our faith. And then if we have gone and put works with our faith, asking God for something or to do something for us, and we've put our works with it, we've prayed on it, we've sealed it, and we've done what we need to do to actually accomplish it, and we still haven't received it, then God is telling us to wait. And he said, wait, I say, on the Lord. And he says, be of good cheer, for he's overcome and the world. And we are overcomers through Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. So we need to wait until our change comes. Like Job said, you know, he said he's going to wait until his change comes. See, we have an appointed time on earth to be born, an appointed time to leave this earth. And Jesus tells us, like Job said, he says, all of his time on this earth, you know, it's appointed once a man to die. He said he is going to wait until his change comes. And so we know that we won't live forever, not on this earth, but we will have, if we have Jesus Christ, have eternal life with him. But while we're here, you know, Job says he knew that his change was going to come, that he was going to receive what he needed from God, so the blessing from God. So in this earth, we have a set time to be born and a set time to die. But there's also a set time for everything in the in-between. And so he has a perfect timing. Jesus has perfect timing for everything for us in life and when he wants us to have it or when he wants us to experience or when he wants us to receive or that blessing or that miracle or whatever it is that we might be standing in the need of. So we have to let faith have a perfect work. And then we must wait on the Lord and be of good cheer, knowing that he is going to come through in his timing. He says his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are higher than our, his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So we are not on the same level as Jesus Christ. He is high and lifted up. And so he wants us to just submit unto him and wait until he delivers, wait until he comes through, and wait until the change comes. Hallelujah. Amen. Job said he's going to wait until the change comes. But he had faith. He believed God. He believed God for a lot. And we know the story, and we know all of the desires, and he prayed in his waiting. And when he prayed, he received a double portion of blessing. So a lot of times, it's the way we can receive our faith is through what? Our prayers of the righteous availeth much. And then after we pray, then Jesus Christ wants us to believe him, wait on him, and he'll answer. And when he comes through, We know it's not always when we want, but he is always on time. Amen. So we have to endure hardness as a good soldier and wait on Jesus Christ. Everything under the sun. There's a time and a purpose for everything under the sun. And he just wants us to believe him. Some things we will see in a lifetime. And some things will happen after our life. And but it's not that we had not believed for it in our lifetime. It's just that there's a appointed time. And see, that's what Job was saying. You know, there's a once time appointed unto for man, appointed unto death. And we have to know that it's an appointed time that God wants us to receive our miracle, receive our blessing. Receive whatever it is that he has for us. But we have to have faith and to believe in knowing that he has his way and his timing is perfect. Amen. It doesn't feel good when we have to go through and wait and for things in life. But Jesus knows when it's time. He knows when we're ready. He knows when it's time to be fulfilled. Whatever it is, a mission or a calling, he has it in his hands. And we have to allow God to be God. Amen. We can't take his job and we can't rush God. And our arms are definitely too short to box with God. Amen. So we must not waver in our faith. We must believe and just stand on the word and just believe him and knowing that he is God. And so we know if we believe on him, Christ the solid rock, we stand. Then we know we can conquer anything. Amen. And 1 Peter 1, 8 through 9 reads, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. So we haven't seen him, but we know, we believe, because his comfort, he went away, he said, to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we may be also. But he said, I wouldn't leave you comfortless, which is the Holy Ghost that would comfort us and show us the things to come. And so God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we worship him in spirit, and we feel his presence. We know when he's with us, we can feel the anointing, remove the burdens, and remove the yokes of bondage off of our life. We can feel the presence when God is with us. We know it. We know when he's with us at all times. But when we have a special visitation, from the Lord, it's a unique experience that is just almost hard to describe. Yet we know that it is our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and the first and the last. And beside him, there is none other. So it's Jesus Christ that lives in me. It's Jesus Christ that lives in you. And Jesus Christ wants us to continue on this journey in these last and evil days, walking by faith. Amen. Walking by faith. Not what we see, not by sight. And knowing that it's impossible, he says, to please him. So we must stand on God's promises and believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So stand on his word and let faith have her perfect work in your life. I thank you, Aunt Jean, for listening and tuning in. And you keep your faith and hold on to God's unchanging hand. Let no man steal your joy. And you stay on the battlefield for your Lord, Jesus Christ. We're going to continue to lift you up in prayer. We've been through a lot. Our family's gone through a lot, but God, he's still God, and beside him there is no one other. So rest in knowing that Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. And listen to this song and let our faith be increased. God bless you.
I have the faith that sees the invisible, expects the incredible, receives the impossible. Faith that conquer in